The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. J.D. Vance is expected to take the stage this hour in Milwaukee. Donald Trump's recently named running mate is the focus tonight at the Republican National Convention. The Ohio senator will make a primetime address. The CBC's Paul Hunter reports from the convention.
On the plaza outside the arena in Milwaukee, home this week to the Republican National Convention, throngs of Republicans celebrate Donald Trump. Blake Marnell is in a custom-made suit designed to look like a border wall. On this day, celebrating not only Donald Trump, but as well Trump's freshly minted choice for vice president.
My take on J.D. Vance is I'm very happy with him as a selection for vice president.
U.S. voters get their biggest chance yet to learn more about Vance as he takes the stage here for a keynote speech tonight. A first-term senator from Ohio, he's just 39. He opposes military aid to Ukraine and has supported nationwide limits on abortion, though now he agrees with Trump's view on that to leave abortion laws up to individual states. In a new video, Joe Biden's vice president, Kamala Harris, frames Vance this way.
J.D. Vance will be loyal only to Trump, not to our country.
Tonight, Americans will see Vance try to make his mark. Paul Hunter, CBC News, Milwaukee.
And you can watch the J.D. Vance speech on our website later this hour. Donald Trump's son Eric says last week's assassination attempt has changed his father. In an interview tonight with the CBC's Katie Simpson at the Republican convention, Eric Trump spoke about the impact on his dad.
He certainly changed, right? When your life flashes before your eyes, you almost have your head blown off by a madman. I think that changes you a little bit. And, you know, we saw that. I was watching that with my kids on a couch with my two young children as they almost watched their grandfather, my father, you know, get killed that day. And we didn't really know what was going on for that first hour until he finally called me from the hospital.
And there's a major development to report tonight for the Democratic Party. U.S. President Joe Biden is off the campaign trail.
He just tested positive for COVID.
Biden was supposed to speak at an event in Las Vegas, but it was canceled. Earlier in the day, Biden gave an interview to the Black Entertainment Television Network, and during that interview, he was asked if anything could convince him to end his campaign for a second term in the White House.
If there had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem, but I made a serious mistake in the whole debate, and...
The number of Democrats who are encouraging Biden to quit the race is growing. It now includes California Congressman Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Senate leader. British Columbia will support Newfoundland in its court challenge to the federal equalization system. It's the latest salvo from Premier David Eby, who says BC is getting a raw deal. Katie DeRosa reports.
BC's premier says it's not fair that a wealthy province like Ontario received almost $500 million in equalization payments last year, while BC got nothing.
We feel that it's unreasonable for BC taxpayers to be sending money to the federal government to be distributed to provinces like Ontario through the equalization program.
That's why BC is backing Newfoundland and Labrador's lawsuit against Ottawa over equalization payments. Premier David Eby spoke alongside Newfoundland's Premier Andrew Fury during a meeting of Canada's premiers in Halifax. BC will be an intervener in the case and is considering launching a lawsuit of its own. Eby said the court challenge could be fought all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada. Canada's equalization program is meant to balance the scale between have and have-not provinces. A spokesperson for Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said the formula is reviewed every 5 years, and the next review is set for 2029. Katie DeRosa, CBC News, Victoria.
We have a major update tonight on the outbreak of listeriosis linked to recalled plant-based beverages. Health Canada now says two people have died. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced a recall last week for several types of Silk Brand and Great Value plant-based milks. And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.